Well, as you might remember, the Rajneesh Puram outfit didn't last very long in Oregon. It might have lasted maybe 2, maybe 3 years. They had a sort of a unique talent for blending these sort of spiritualistic noises with these sort of naked grabs for power that made them lots and lots of enemies. And eventually those enemies kind of got the upper hand. And that was the end of that. So I'll tell you the story about that today. It's part 3 of 4 of articles about Rajneesh Puram. Hi, my name's Finn J.D. John, and it's Tuesday, April 24th. And I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, and of course, if you're a subscriber, you know that. If you'd like to know more about this little podcast or about the newspaper column, stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. Today's column ran in the papers on May 23rd, 2010, under the headline, Rajneesh Blend of Spiritualism Grabs for Power Left a Bad Taste. Here we go. In the summer of 1984, things looked pretty good for Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh and his followers. Homeless people from all over the country had been invited to Rajneesh Puram for the, quote, Share a Home program. Thousands were brought in, swelling Rajneesh Puram to 7,000 or so, a substantial slice of a county with just 12,000 voters or so on the rolls. The Bhagwan called this an act of charity. Critics charged he was trying to pack voters into Wasco County in order to take the place over. Then Secretary of State Norma Paulus changed everything by stopping all voter registration in Wasco County. She assigned a fleet of lawyers to interview each would-be voter to determine if that person actually intended to live in the county. Essentially, she was calling the Bhagwan's bluff. Oregonians would now see whether Share a Home was a high-minded act of social conscience or a disingenuous and cynical grab for power. Roughly 3 weeks later, the answer came by the busload to downtown Madras as Rajneesh Puram spat out the remaining homeless people. The Rajneesh had promised them bus tickets back to the cities they came from, but that wasn't what they delivered. They just hauled them down to Madras, the Dalles or Bend, and booted them out on the street. The Salvation Army ended up spending more than $100,000 taking care of them and helping them get home. Oregonians dug deep to help with the crisis, too. In Portland, disc jockeys at the radio stations KGON and later KZOO made a parody version of the 1962 Tommy Rowe classic Sheila. Called Shut Up Sheila, it was released on the B-side of a 45 RPM record. On the A-side, we had Rajneesh Dangerfield. It was released as a single, and the results of the sale went to benefit the homeless. It goes in part, Sweet little Sheila, Ma'anan Sheila, you're the Bhagwan's right-hand gal. Big-mouthed Sheila, Ma'anan Sheila, you should take a silence vow. Shut up Sheila, on the news we see ya saying words you should not say. She's a red disaster, that is why we ask her to dry up and blow away. Me and Sheila go for a ride, oh, 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 feeling funny inside. Then little Sheila screams in my ear, ow, 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 shut up, Sheila, dear. It was really quite funny. It captured the mood of most Oregonians on the subject pretty well. About the same time, someone connected to the Rajneesh Puram spritzed the salad bars in the Dalles with cultured salmonella bacteria, apparently in an attempt to depress voter turnout in an election. About 750 people got sick. This rumored, later proven bioterror act put the stink of criminality on the group, and even more sannyasins left, and contributions started to plummet. The Bhagwan's fleet of Rolls Royces, now up to 93, stopped expanding. Then in 1985, Ma'anan and Sheila and several other leaders suddenly fled to Europe, and the Bhagwan announced that she and her cohorts had tried to poison himself, his physician, the Jefferson County District Attorney, and municipal water system in the Dalles. He also made a claim that seemed utterly ludicrous at the time, but is somewhat chilling today. He alleged that she planned to crash a plane full of dynamite into the courthouse at the Dalles. From her new home in Germany, Sheila was firing back with everything she had, blaming it all on the Bhagwan. But it was just about that time that the criminal charges came through. Immigration fraud, burglary, racketeering, and attempted murder from the salmonella outbreak. The Bhagwan drew a 10-year sentence, suspended if he left the country, which he did, vowing never to return. Sheila drew a 20-year sentence and was fined $500,000. The Bhagwan, after changing his name to Osho, died in 1990 of a sudden heart attack at age 58, leaving behind more than 650 books, transcriptions of his lectures and discourses, which have since been translated into more than 4 dozen languages. His stock as a guru has never been higher, and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people come to his Osho International Meditation Resort in Pune every year. In Oregon, though, his name is still mud after all these years. That's it for today. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on the website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered direct to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or join the conversation on the Twitter page or Facebook feed from links on the page. All Offbeat Oregon stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.